From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The book Kabul Beauty School has given readers around the world a window on the lives of women in Afghanistan. It's currently number 28 on the New York Times bestseller list. But for the women in the book, it has created a lot of trouble, even danger, and they're upset with author Deborah Rodriguez, who has since left the country. Kabul Beauty School deals with a number of taboos in Afghan society. For instance, the author helped one of her students fake her virginity on her wedding night. Although the book is not available in Afghanistan, word of it has leaked out there. We have a report from NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, who is in Kabul and who happens to be one of the beauty school's customers.
An Afghan teacher at the Kabul Beauty School tries to cheer up her young protégés. Finish your curls and tomorrow I'll teach you to apply color, she tells them with a smile. But the students sense their mentor is faking it. Her eyes give her away. They are still red and swollen from her latest meltdown. She's called Turpike. That's not her real name, but one given to her in a book that has turned her life upside down. A bestseller by her American mentor and confidant, Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm no longer safe. My family is in danger.
The girls say they feel unsafe because some of their pictures from the book, as well as Western interviews with Rodriguez, have found their way onto Afghan television. They fear a backlash in this conservative Islamic society, especially from Afghan men who might kill the girls for daring to talk about their personal lives in public. Basire, another pseudonym in the book, says she's so scared she can't sleep. She adds she was less scared when the Taliban burst into her home years ago and destroyed a secret salon she ran inside.
Our future is unclear. We don't know anybody. We don't speak English. My family doesn't know that I'm in the book. If they find out, it'll be very bad for me.
Don't cry, please.
It's okay.
But Mina, as Basire's friend is called in the book, can't stop her own tears. Soon, all three are crying. Mina and the others say they feel used. They agreed to tell their stories to Rodriguez to give Americans an insight into the lives of Afghan women. They knew telling those stories carried risks, but the risks came a lot sooner than any of them, including Rodriguez, anticipated. And she is no longer here to help them. There have been threatening phone calls, and last Tuesday, two women in an unmarked car with armed guards came to the school and told the girls they'd pay for maligning Afghan culture. They carried a copy of the book that featured pictures of the salon girls without headscarves. The girls say they were promised such pictures would never be published. Back in California, Rodriguez says that's untrue. But she agrees the girls are in danger.
I've been with these girls for 5 years. These are like my kids, like my sisters. And, you know, it's so hard for me to be here knowing that they're going through this. But I sent out emails to absolutely everybody I could think of, like, we need to do something absolutely right now. We don't have time to waste. And we got my congressman on board. And so I really believe that they're going to be able to work this out.
But the girls no longer trust her. They say she's made too many promises. The promises, they add, keep changing. So did their mentor, the girls say, after she received an $80,000 advance from Random House. They claim she grew more distant, secretive. They never got a penny. When Rodriguez went on her book tour, the girls feared she'd never come back. She did come back last month. Mina recalls their last meeting.
We cried. We told her, you're the boss. When you leave like this, what are we supposed to do?
Rodriguez says she knows the women are angry and terrified, but they should realize things take time. She also claims the girls misunderstood what she promised them. She says she plans to give the girls a small part of the royalties from the book. That and 5% of her earnings from the movie Sony Pictures is planning.
I never, never in a million years would abandon them. I had to leave, but I can do them more good here.
She has no plans to return to Afghanistan. Rodriguez says she shouldn't have even gone back in mid-May. Her Afghan husband, under local law, could have denied Rodriguez permission to leave Afghanistan. But she did go back. She says 3 days later, Western security men she would not identify whisked her and her son away and put them on a flight out of the country. Her husband, Cher, claims he would have never kept his American wife here against her will. He says the way Rodriguez left was insulting. He also says he plans to take over the beauty school. But a man running a beauty school is not likely to be tolerated in a society where the sexes are strictly segregated. And most of the salon's Western clients know Rodriguez is gone and are no longer coming. On top of that, the landlord is threatening to take back the property. As for the women in the book, a Michigan congressman says he has asked the State Department to look into their situation. But the U.S. Embassy in Kabul says it doesn't issue visas to Afghans here, except for official visits. At least one of the girls has made an escape plan. Turpike says her husband, who read the book, is moving their family to Pakistan. The others, whose husbands are unaware of the book, say they don't know what to do. Basita says it may not matter. She is convinced someone will kill her. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.